Even as public health officials encourage social distancing and an end to large events, campaigns are ramping up both to get candidates and causes on the 2020 ballot. State and local candidates have until early April, and citizen initiatives have until July to get enough signatures to qualify. But some consultants are worried that isn't nearly enough to get the job done. Hank Stevenson, editor of the Yellow Sheet Report, is with us now to tell us more. Good morning, Hank.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Mark.
Well, thank you for being here. So how has this virus been impacting these campaigns? I would imagine that both candidates are not super excited to be knocking on people's doors, and the people behind those doors might not be super excited to open them.
Yeah, I mean, politics is the art of pressing palms and kissing babies. Almost in every respect, it requires crowds. If you're talking about knocking on doors, gathering signatures, even stuffing envelopes, you know, you kind of need a team of people putting together mail. So I think the implications of the coronavirus pandemic will be vast in the upcoming election, especially from the point of view of candidates. As you mentioned, you know, candidates have a very short period to get the signatures needed to put themselves on the ballot. They have some workarounds. Candidates have allowed themselves, the legislature has allowed candidates the ability to collect signatures online, which I think we'll see an increased use of this year. But initiatives don't have that same ability to allow voters to sign the initiatives online. So those are very dependent on not only having people out at places where there are crowds, you know, you kind of see them at your grocery store or local library oftentimes.
Right, yeah.
But also having people there to sign them. And, you know, fewer and fewer people are leaving their houses in the coming weeks. Whether or not, you know, Arizona bounces back and people are out in public again before the time to file the signatures for initiatives, as you mentioned, you know, those aren't due till July. But this was supposed to be a big weekend for them. You know, St. Patrick's Day events are a big deal for them. The Bernie Sanders, Joe Biden debate in Phoenix was going to be a huge place for signature gatherers to post up and try to get initiatives and candidates on the ballot. And those kinds of things just aren't happening anymore.
What are you hearing from either candidates and or campaign consultants about how this is already maybe affecting them?
Yeah, I think there are certain candidates. We heard from a corporation commission candidate, a guy who's in the legislature right now, who said, like, yeah, I don't think I'm going to make it. You know, he was out there at the Trump rally collecting a lot of signatures. I think your reporter, Ben Giles, actually got him on the radio talking about how this was a godsend for his campaign, this rally was. But it wasn't enough. And now there really aren't crowds that he can go hit up and get the remaining signatures from. So we know at least one person is expecting not to make the ballot. And I think there will be a lot more. We'll probably see fewer candidates, you know, same number of people filing for these offices, but fewer candidates making it to offices and making it to the ballot. And the court system is, these things are challenged every year. Every time, you know, a candidate files their signature, the opponent challenges them. I think we're gonna see more challenges this year as well.
When you talk about the initiatives, there are a few of them that have that started really, really early in terms of collecting signatures and some that got started pretty late. Is it oversimplifying things to say that especially now those efforts that started later on would be in more trouble than those which had a healthy number of signatures under their belt before this really got bad?
No, I think that's totally accurate to say. The legalization of marijuana initiative, for example, said that they already had the minimum number of ballot of signatures to qualify for the ballot. Of course, campaigns usually try to get about 30, 40, 50% more than they actually need to kind of provide a cushion for those challenges. But they've been working for months, maybe even a year or more now. I saw, you know, Outlaw Dirty Money was another initiative. Didn't get started quite as early, but it's been working pretty steadily. But they sent out an email a couple weeks ago just talking about how the St. Patrick's Day events, the primary, the debate, all those things are key for them to make the ballot. So I think we'll see a lot of initiatives that, you know, either didn't start early enough or didn't pick up enough early on, kind of withering in the next couple of weeks, months.
Interesting. All right. That is Hank Stevenson, editor of the Yellow Sheet Report. Hank, as always, good to talk to you. Thank you.
Yeah, anytime.